All right, here we are on a Thursday morning. You might remember last month, on kind of a rainy morning, they had the official groundbreaking ceremony for the Blue Water Energy Center, DTE's new natural gas plant in East China Township. Well, now they're having a groundbreaking celebration for the whole community. Everybody can come. It's next Tuesday. And joining us to tell us more about that and about the plant is the Vice President for Plant Operations Fossil Generation at DTE Energy, Matt Paul. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Lots of excitement about the Blue Water Energy Center here in our community, certainly, and probably throughout all of DTE, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really historic project for us. It's DTE's first new power plant in more than 30 years, and it represents our single largest step to date in meeting our carbon reduction goal, which, as I think you probably know, we announced that goal a little over a year ago to reduce carbon 80% by 2050. So, yeah, we're excited about it.
So what's going on Tuesday?
So Tuesday is an open house. It's really our chance to have a conversation with the community about this important project. I know many may be seeing the construction cranes or trucks coming and going, and so we just want to provide the opportunity for folks to ask questions and understand more about what this project is all about.
So what are some of the things that you like to tell people when you get them one-on-one, as you will on Tuesday, and they say, well, what the heck's going on over there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we're in the middle of a fundamental transformation of our generation fleet. I think as many folks know, we've announced plans to retire our coal fleet over the coming decades. In fact, three of those plants in the next 4 to 5 years. And this plant will be a big part of our cleaner future and really work hand in hand what we like to say and really enable our renewable generation growth. This is a plant that will provide really the needed reliability, 24/7 generation that's there day in and day out, and really complement that renewable growth because we all know in Michigan the wind doesn't always blow and the sun doesn't always shine. So this is going to be a much needed, really important piece of that generation portfolio for us for decades to come.
Why the move away from coal?
So we a couple reasons. One, the plants that we're planning to retire here in the next 4 to 5 years, they have an average age of over 60 years old. We've got a number of environmental regulations coming at us, and then it's just the right thing to do in terms of committing to a cleaner future. And when you put all that together, as I said, it's the right thing to do for our communities, for the state, for our employees, etc. So. That's why we're doing it.
Of course, your background with DTE is in coal, and as you saw these, the signs coming that, the industry was moving away from coal, you kind of had to say, hey, wait a minute, what am I going to do now?
Yeah, in many ways, so this is a very exciting project, but also in many ways it's difficult, right? We've got a number of our folks that have spent their careers in these plants that are going to retire, plants that have provided the state with highly reliable, affordable power for many decades, and so while we've committed to no layoffs as we retire these plants, it is going to mean that several folks will have to report to new locations and learn new jobs. And so there are some difficulties with it that we recognize. And I do want to thank and recognize those folks for keeping the lights on for us for many decades and then also working with us as we work through this transformation.
It certainly is an exciting time for DTE and for our community as well. My goodness, this is a huge project for St. Clair County and a huge investment in St. Clair County.
Yeah, absolutely is. It's an investment of almost $1 billion, and it will be an 1,150-megawatt facility with enough that will generate enough power to power about 850,000 homes. And will certainly be a big part of the community and the tax base for decades to come.
I'm not asking for a specific date or anything, but when do you expect this to be online if all the construction goes as planned?
Yeah, so we expect this to be online in spring of 2022. And at that time, we like to say this will be the most advanced, efficient power plant in the state of Michigan when it comes online in early 2022.
Tuesday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Marine City High School. You'll be able to find out more about the Blue Water Energy Center. And again, just an open house. Everybody's invited to stop by, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have videos and information booths and a number of DTE folks there to answer questions. So we encourage you to come out, learn more, ask your questions, even all the tough questions, and we'll do our best to answer them and really look forward to being a part of this community for decades to come.
Fantastic. Matt, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.